You are listening to the Body Charge Podcast, and I'm your host, Sandy Sanderson. Welcome to the Body Charge Podcast. Today, we're having part two of our topic, Managing Body Shape, Muscle and Bone Health, with Angela Bayer. This is a special dive into body shaping and longevity with the right kind of exercises. My special guest is a renowned personal trainer, nutritionist, and health coach. She shared her successful dietary strategies in part one. In this podcast, we will expand on the benefits of exercise and what downstream benefits there are for other areas of the body for health and longevity. So, Angela, assuming we have now worked out the correct dietary routines and proportions of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates to support muscle and bone strength, what are the typical kinds of exercise you would recommend for those who are emerging from a sedentary lifestyle and want to reset, reset their body on a better pathway of rejuvenation?
I love this question because, to be honest with you, the exercise you should do is the one you can do for a very long time, meaning something what brings you fun, but also gives you the results, and something you can stick with it. Now, that being said, though, there are certain exercises, I think they're non-negotiable. Certain things have to be incorporated to the diet to get to the point where you reach your perfect body shape. I'm talking about body composition, meaning that you have the right amount of body fat, not too much, but not too little either, especially for women, because it plays an important role with hormone health. So in order to do that, we have to create a flux in the muscle, meaning what we are eating is energy. We are providing energy through the food. Now, the energy has to go somewhere. If we are not using the energy we are basically eating, we are getting in trouble. So we want to create a flux. The best flux, or the most bang for your buck, is when you do strength training, meaning you go pretty much to your limits at lifting heavy weights to create, you want to squeeze out the muscle. You want to use up the glucose. You want to keep the structure of the cells healthy, 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 because it's the structure of the cells what makes the insulin receptors work, what makes the hormone production. So if the structure is not right, nothing works in the body. Now, what do I mean with heavy strength training? If you start out and you've never done this, your own body weight is enough. I want you to just, like I said, get a resistance going and get the carbs or the fats in your body utilized.
You mean,
and
like push-ups?
Push-up is good, but let's say a woman cannot do a push-up from the get-go. What she can do is just go to her kitchen countertop and start push-ups on the kitchen countertop to ease up the load. Because if you never worked out, this is also interesting, you have to create the neural pathways to the muscle. You have to have a muscle-mind connection, meaning I want you to feel the correct muscle during the exercise. You need to know what you're doing. By creating that with a lesser load at the beginning, but with correct form, so you're not hurting your joints, you get way faster results because you create this muscle-mind connection I was talking about. Now, when you have the push-ups or a squat or just holding a plank, own body weight. So again, something what you can do for a very long time, does it mean, and I love this with women, always get the question, oh my God, do I have to go to the gym and work out for hours to get to, you know, like this body fat percentage or whatever? No, you don't. Everybody should take a deep breath and relax a little, because it's really Not that intense. The more consistent you are with the exercise, the less you have to do, meaning 20, 30 minutes a day of a solid, robust workout is plenty. Because, like I said, the more you move, the better you're off, to be honest. Of course, does it has to be stressful? And see, that's the key. I don't want you to stress about the exercise. The exercises should reduce the stress. We want to reduce the cortisol, the stress hormone, in order to lose the body fat. So you should enjoy it. It should be manageable, but you want to have a good resistance that you challenge yourself, but don't go overboard. You don't
Yes.
want to be burned out.
So the cortisol and the blood sugar are associated, and when you exercise, you're using up that, as you said, energy, and then it's not being stored as fat. So that makes a lot of sense. But what about the type of exercise? Because, can you walk around the block a few times? So what's the difference in aerobic exercise, which we also need for heart health? And
Correct.
the resistance exercise, where you're actually building muscle or strengthening muscle that may have become weak.
Exactly. So, well, you just said like the perfect answer, actually. So, what happens with strength training? If we talk about a person who wants to lose body fat, something is going on in the body. So, either you're overeating, just storing too many calories. Eating too many calories. And this is again very damaging for your system. And insulin plays a very, very important role to this. So by strength training, you get the system going again. So with literally taking dumbbells and doing bicep curls or a squat or a deadlift or bend over rows. That's what I'm talking about. Aerobic exercises are good because you have the movement in. I like walking, for example, because it is a nice addition to the strength training, but I always want you to start with strength training. Major, major, major. That's priority number one. Because, like I said, you want to keep a healthy structure in the muscle. And most of the time, what happens is if we overeat, insulin is too high. We get insulin resistant. We don't have the sensitivity anymore. And again, it spills over into the fat cells. If you have so much fat stored in the body that it cannot go anywhere, you actually store it in the organs or in the muscle. You have a fatty muscle. So the structure is broken down and you do not. Absolutely not want that. So with the strength training, you clean that all up. So yeah, I'm talking about lifting weights, and women are always scared to get bulky and how much weight should I use?
Yeah, you don't want to
And
look like a man, right? You want to keep your
exactly, yeah.
femininity.
Of course. Now, me having a bodybuilding background, let me tell you, you have to lift a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of weight to actually bulk up. Very, very difficult. Hard work. And all the power to you if you manage to do that. And I think it looks beautiful, but you don't want you want it symmetrical, you want it a aesthetic to it. So for sure, but still you that the weight lifting itself, you have to work your way up as well. You cannot start with over-exercising and going too heavy. I see this a lot too. Everybody is at the beginning very excited about the workout and they think they have to crush it and go all overboard.
All or
And
nothing.
I have those types, trust me. And I always stop them because I want them to, like I said, get the form down correctly. The joints, the ligaments, the tendons, that they have to get used to the load. We
I was going to
cannot.
ask you because that was on my mind as well. So, if you've been in a sedentary lifestyle and you're sitting at a chair, working at a computer, you really haven't had a lot of training and your muscles are getting weaker and the fat is piling on the outside of the weak muscles, especially in the core. When you're lifting something, you have to be stronger in the core. So, is there a system you start with that strengthens that core first so you don't, hurt yourself, hurt your back or something?
So, core being the center is one of the most important things to strengthen first. Now, what I do, I depending on the fitness level and on your lifestyle, how much time you have, it's all custom made basically. But I break down the workouts in different muscle groups, and the muscle group you're the weakest on, that's how I start the week with. So if you say, I really don't like to work out legs, well, that's what we do on Monday. We work out your legs on Monday. So there is, you see how the mindset plays a very important role as well as I design the workout plan. But core, I typically incorporate in every workout, believe it or not. I throw in planks, some, flutter kicks, some crunches, depending on the fitness level again, and I work my way up. And like I said, the important thing, a lot of isometric exercises, to be honest with you, for the core as well, just holding a pose and pulling the navel in.
Yes,
That's
like
a
pelvic floor exercises,
absolutely.
isometrics.
Yeah. Yes.
Because
You can
you don't want to be lifting something and peeing yourself, right? Which happens to a lot of women after menopause or after having had a lot of children. They get a little bit weaker down there, and that you can build the
C-section.
strength there as well.
Absolutely. Like I have a lot of clients, they had C-sections, and we have to completely like reconnect to the abdominal wall because it has been cut. So there is a lot going on in scar tissue and so on. So again, I want the client to literally focus on the muscle group, what the person is working on, and connect to that muscle group. You want to fire up exactly what you want to work on. And the more you practice, the better you get, and the faster the results are going to come.
This comes down with how the muscle works, doesn't it? So it needs that kind of controlled stress in the exercise itself to, as you said, squeeze it and clean it up. Then it has to get rid of the waste products produced by that exercise and get the energy flowing through it. And then it detoxes itself. And then, whilst you're resting, the body takes the nutrients you've consumed and rebuilds it a little bit stronger to compensate and help you deal with the exercise at the higher level that you've started. So your body then recovers stronger, your muscles recover stronger, don't they, as a result. But you have to have everything working together. So your exercise, the rest and recovery phase, the nutritional side all has to come together. And so how long do you think it takes for people to see results that they can tangibly feel or see?
Oh, actually, very quickly, believe it or not. But for me, quickly is like in a month. Some you do see a difference, especially if you never worked out. Your body is so grateful and like a sponge. And like you said so beautifully, like the muscle adapts, like the body is so smart. We underestimate our bodies. When you work out, it's like just think about calluses too. Like I hate it when I look at my hand, but like my skin adapts because I grab heavy weights. So there is the signal I need thicker skin at this
Where
part
it
to be
has the
able.
friction, yeah.
Exactly. And
Repetitive
that's
stress.
yes. And that's how the muscle grows as well. But it takes time. And depending where your goals are, where you're coming from, and how fast your body heals. Now, with recovery, this is the muscle doesn't grow during the exercise. You break down the muscle during the exercise. So that's where you actually produce a lot of waste as well, what needs to be cleaned up, and we want to repair and heal. So the recovery time and the meals are the secret sauce, I would say. And what I like, for example, and I recommend this to my client a lot, especially when they just start out and then they just keep using it because they like it so much, is magnesium oil or lotion. When they work out the muscle afterwards, the magnesium just helps them to recover and get a better sleep because they do recover and heal during their sleep. And this is so major important. And like I said, during the exercise, yeah, that's when you break the muscle down, but the growing time is actually when you recover and sleep.
Yes,
And
so
that's,
that those aches and pains that you get after the exercise is where the body, as you said, has been breaking down the fat and cleaning out. It causes a kind of micro or a small level of inflammation, which is the pain. So when we use magnesium, it is a natural anti-inflammatory, and it calms down that inflammation and helps clear everything away for recovery much better. And it's not only just about calming and loosening and keeping the muscle flexible. It's a lot more than that. The magnesium is a power source that fuels the immune system to heal and recover. So it's helping to remove the waste products much better as well. And so the recovery is faster. It's not a drug, obviously. So it's not from 1 minute to the next, it's better, but it certainly will help recover much faster.
Oh, big time. Like I said, I start my client, like they get always like, I want to say a starter kit, where we talk about like if, for example, if they cannot get the protein in of what kind of protein shakes, then we talk about what kind of hydration is good during the day. And I'm a big fan of electrolytes as well.
Yeah,
And
yes.
huge, totally underestimated. If it comes to a healthy muscle and performance and recovery. So
Well,
I'm
most of the water in the body is in the muscles, you know, apart from the bloodstream and the actual liquid areas, the muscle has the most hydration because it has to. If you're going to squeeze it and tighten it small, it has to be able to squeeze out some water and then suck it back in when it relaxes. And that's where magnesium also helps that in and out process. The
Right.
calcium that moves in and squeezes, and the magnesium comes back in for the relaxation phase because it brings the water back in with it. And so, if your metabolism is high to do the exercise, you're producing waste products as a result of the metabolism. That's got to wash away. It's got to be rinsed away. And how do you wash your dishes in the sink? How do you get all the pieces off? Well, you rinse it with water. And so the body uses the water also to detox and flush and cleanse.
Also, like, think about this too. If you have a healthy muscle, I'm talking about a person with healthy muscle, the muscle actually takes up 80% of the glucose you eat. 80%. If the muscle is healthy, just think about it. And this is the food freedom I'm talking about, or the metabolic flexibility. So if you have healthy muscle, again, and if the minerals are all right, so the muscle can work and squeeze and work and do the stuff what you want to do and train,
Yep.
then you can use the glucose. And this is the flux I'm talking about. And think about it, 80% of the glucose you're eating should be utilized by the muscle.
Yes. And so the cells, actually, I came across a few studies which show that cells that get too acidic, in other words, you haven't washed away the toxicity and had enough antioxidant support to address the free radicals produced by the metabolism, the cells shut the doors to the insulin because the
Correct.
mitochondria, you can kill them with acids, with waste acids. And so, to protect the mitochondria, which are powerhouses inside the cells, the doors close to not letting in any more insulin and glucose. And that's why it goes to liver to make fat. But if you wash it and clean it out, as you said, with the exercise and the good hydration and the electrolytes, then the doors open again. And so that's what lifts the metabolism, which is so fascinating. And also it stimulates the hormones. And you mentioned hormones a few times. So tell us how it affects the balance with the estrogen and the testosterone and progesterone.
Interestingly, when you work out more, the body creates more testosterone, more growth hormones mainly. Now, women get always scared, oh my God, more testosterone. That's not, it's the male. It's not, we women have testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, all of it, but it has to be in the right amount. And unfortunately, through the environment or food, we get, like, I call it the dirty estrogens. So we are estrogen dominant, and then we get into trouble. And with the working out, producing more testosterone and actually be able to clean out the dirty estrogen, again, we're creating that flux, the metabolism is going.
Plastics can also mimic estrogen. They're estrogenic chemicals. And so if a woman becomes estrogenic, like overload, she lacks confidence. She can't have, she doesn't have the get up and go. She lost her mojo. She feels entrapped, very hypersensitive, can't deal with a lot of stuff. And she's more likely to, you know, have meltdowns, emotional meltdowns, can't control it. Whereas if she's got the testosterone levels at the right level, which balances out the estrogen, she can get out there and get things done. She has a positive mental attitude. She has the attitude of, I can do this, I'm strong. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you know what I see all the time? It's so funny that you say that. I always get women who are estrogen dominant, when they start working out, all of a sudden, they're decision makers. It changes completely, way more self-confidence, and they can make decision like that. And this changes absolutely huge. Yes.
Because when you feel you can control your own life, you have a feeling of freedom. And I think that relates directly to the level of happiness people have in life. They need to feel free and be confident that they can exercise their freedom in an effective way to express themselves. And a lot comes down to hormones. And then, so it's a chain reaction, isn't it? It all comes back to diet, lifestyle, and exercise.
Exactly. And the thing is too, I know so many clients who never even realized it. They're stuck. And the interesting thing is they look, for example, at blood work and they see numbers, and these are biomarkers. But again, when you start making those changes and changing your metabolism, like the structure of cells, basically, that's what you're doing. You're repairing. You see those changes, like in your attitude, in your life, in performance at work, in relationship. It changes it all around. And
it's
then
a good energy, isn't it?
Yes, huge. And then they realize, oh my God, my blood work was actually okay. Nobody addressed it, but it wasn't. And when they step into, like I said, a healthy lifestyle and they experience it, they can actually see and feel the change. And they will never go back.
Mm-hmm. We can't tell too much from blood work. For instance, the T3, there's an unusable form of T3, thyroid hormone, and there's a usable form, but the blood tests show only one kind. So if you have the T3 that hasn't been converted to the usable form, it's going to show up as normal in your blood test, but then you can be thyroid deficient. Right. And same with magnesium. There's only 1% of magnesium in the blood. It's a very important part, but 99% sits in the muscle and the bone. There you go. And they, those stores can sacrifice their storage magnesium to give it to the blood, because the blood needs to supply the heart and the whole cardiovascular system. And that's extremely important. So right. So we can show a normal level of magnesium in the blood, but be deficient in the muscle and bone where most of the magnesium sits. So if you have a big stress or something unusual happens, you've really got no reserves. The reserves are gone.
Yeah.
We need to build up our reserves.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is with the blood work, I mean, we can talk about any hormone. It's just this one day, one second when they take the blood, but cortisol is another good example. It's, you can't, like, from one blood test determine if somebody has high, low. Is it in the morning? Is it in the evening? Like when they take the blood sample, like, it all changes. So it's to be honest with you, a feeling thing. Like, if you feel good and if you keep everything in the right, like, amount and balanced, The body will follow, and it is a transitioning time, and there will be hiccups. Like I said, like it's never a straight line. But and I like to do blood work once in a while to, get a baseline, so to speak, if
The
something
general overview, yeah.
correct, if something changes in the life. But other than that, yeah, and everybody's different too. I mean, it's
That's
not that
true.
easy.
We need to be teaching people to tune into their own body more because, as you said, the experience is everything. It's not what the piece of paper says, it's how do you actually feel as a result?
Absolutely. So yeah, we have estrogen, like the sex hormones. We have the cortisol, the stress hormone, what the body regulates or the muscle regulates. And insulin, of course, huge one. All the metabolism or metabolic hormones, that's also regulated by the muscle. So this will again fixes this as well. And thyroid, thyroid
Thyroid,
hormone.
yes. And coming back again to magnesium, you need magnesium to make proteins, to assemble the proteins in the body. So if you're building muscle, you've got to have more magnesium. If you're doing more exercise, the more stress on the body, good, bad, or otherwise, physical or emotional, the more you pee it out in the urine. So the more you need to feed the body and replenish the reserve, replenish the stores, so that you can rebuild that muscle properly. So, because it's working with the amino acids to assemble them into your own body proteins.
And see, this is also what I think is very important. If you decide to supplement, never ever take synthetic minerals or supplements in general. Try always, always, always
Yeah,
organic.
you never know what's in them. There's a lot of additives and
And no delay.
preservatives.
Yeah, and it doesn't really go where it's supposed to go. It does something
No.
completely
So
different.
try wherever possible. Yeah, eat organic and as natural as possible a lifestyle. Obviously, we can't be 100% certain all the time. You know, there's the air you breathe sometimes has toxins in, but if you're getting more good than bad, then you've got ammunition, you're strengthening the body to overcome anything that it might absorb that shouldn't be in there, and you can poop it out, right?
Well, the important thing is with any supplement, I think, that you know your source, have a good quality product. Do your research and know what you put in your body, and don't just fall or even like, oh, this is sounds the same and is just very inexpensive. I go with the inexpensive one. Trust me, it is inexpensive for a reason. And if it's good quality, it has its price. And we are talking about your body and your health, and your body is your temple. So invest in that. Like I
Yeah.
always highlight
Chemicals are
that.
cheap. Chemicals are very cheap, whereas natural products from plants and animals and nature, they're expensive, especially harvested in the right way, which is what we want to do. We want to be conscientious about how we harvest our nutrition. And that takes extra work and effort, and it costs money. And I don't mind paying. So, and a lot of other people are waking up that this is how we look after ourselves because we're looking after the environment at the same time.
Correct. Well spoken. Yes, absolutely. I'm totally with you on this one. And I want to highlight it. Like, I just want to say it. Put it out
Yeah,
there.
oh, very good. So we're about to finish. Is there anything you want to sum up with or finish, or is there anything we haven't covered yet in this exercise portion of the talk?
Oh, well, there are a lot of things we can talk about exercises, but again, I just want everybody to give it a try. It's so important to get moving in any way or shape or form you
20
can do
minutes a
it.
day.
At least like, give it a try. And everybody can do 20 minutes.
Yeah. Push up against the wall or the kitchen bench, or sit in your chair and lift something heavy on your legs and lift them up. You know, things that improve the core.
Plank.
And they could log on to your website and get some more information, can't they?
Absolutely. And just contact me or find me on Instagram, Health Coach Angela, or join my Facebook group. And you can ask me any question. I will help you out.
Yeah, always good to have the right information from the right people, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Walk the path of those that have walked before you.
That's right. Oh, and trust me. I walked it.
You're very good. Well, thank you so much. You have a good day.
Yeah, you do.
Take care.
You too. Thank you.
I hope you like this conversation and will share it with others. Hear more from Body Charge on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to our newsletter to get updates on blogs, podcasts, videos, and magnesium special offers at electromagnesium.com.au. Relax, recharge, and recover.